A horrific mystery unfolded this morning east of London. The bodies of 39 people were discovered in a truck container. Officials say they believe the vehicle came from Bulgaria, the driver is from Northern Ireland, and the truck is believed to have entered the UK from Belgium. Little else is known. Police caution that this will be a long and complex investigation, but to Bernie Gravett, the tragedy displays all the signs of human trafficking. Gravett is a former senior police officer in London who has led some of Europe's largest human trafficking investigations.
This is 39 individuals who undoubtedly left their own country on the promise of a better life in the UK. And we need to identify them in order to trace their families, inform them, and then eventually repatriate the bodies.
I mean, how easy is it to get to the bottom of these tragedies? Is it days, weeks, or months?
Years, simply put, years.
Wow.
When you're looking at transnational trafficking, so human trafficking is a crime against a person, and it can be done internally, but it becomes very much more complicated when you're looking at different countries, different legal systems, different levels of policing in those countries.
Where are victims of human trafficking typically from?
Last year, in 2018, we identified 6,933 potential victims, and they came from over 130 countries. Now, that is just the tip of the iceberg, because we know there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of victims who have not been contacted, engaged, or identified. In UK data, the largest number of victims here were from Albania. The second largest group were from Vietnam, but they're just the ones we find.
So what would a typical trafficking route be like?
It depends on where the source country is as to what route is going to be taken. For instance, victims of trafficking from within the European Union are simply put on a low-cost airline in Europe and flown to the UK, normally on their own documents. But when we start looking at countries beyond the EU, then they have to enter illegally. So generally, if you're from the African continent, the traffickers will take the victims up to the coastline on the Mediterranean Sea in North Africa, Morocco, Tunisia, and then they'll be placed on boats and they'll drive across with the hope that they'll land in Europe and then be picked up from there, and then their journey will continue in trucks and cars. If you're coming from Vietnam, the traditional route is, because of historic communist connections with Russia, victims are flown to Russia first. They're harboured there for about 3 months while negotiations about onward journeys takes place. And then they're put in trucks, and then the victims end up in any European country or the UK. I have one case where a group of victims from Vietnam were flown to Russia. They were forced to work in a factory for no pay for 3 months, and then 10 of them were walked across the entire country of Ukraine before they were put on trucks and brought to the UK.
So I think of that truck in Texas a couple of years ago found in a Walmart parking lot with 9 people dead inside, 20 survivors, but it speaks to the pressure of migration as well. How has migration from all parts of the world into Europe and ultimately for many people into the UK, how has that affected human trafficking to the UK in recent years?
It's definitely led to an increase. Economic change does affect trafficking. Conflict affects trafficking. So you have groups of people who simply have lack of access to education or work who want to move for economic reasons. They don't have the wherewithal or the documents to travel. So they will either negotiate with smugglers if they have some money, but more often than not, if it's trafficking, the traffickers will recruit them from their homeland. So let's look at Romania. The biggest recruitment zone in Romania at the moment is coffee shops. And this is recruiters, young men will go out, engage young women, pretend to be their boyfriend, and then promise them a job in a hotel in the UK. And they will arrange the transport. And then that young woman has been deceived. And the investigation I ran between 2007 and 2010 with Romania was children being trafficked in their hundreds. And we had one list of over 1,000 children from one village alone who were simply trafficked to beg and steal on the streets of Europe. But some people go willingly. So Vietnamese victims enter into a contract with their traffickers, and the price is $20,000. Now, the victim doesn't have that money. So the traffickers obviously say, well, don't worry. When you're working, you can pay us back a piece at a time. But once they've entered into that agreement, traffickers are not honourable people, and then they're exploited for years to come. And we don't know how many victims of trafficking end up dead beyond the circumstances of this journey that we see today.
Bernie Gravett is a former senior police officer in London who focuses on human trafficking. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Marco.